From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in New York.
We got multiple casualties. This is a mass casualty situation here.
He was like, had two guns on him, and he was just running in the street.
This investigation is still in its infancy. We do not yet have all the answers, and there are details today, and there'll be more down the road, and not everything we're going to be able to share with you.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill at a news briefing earlier today in New York City. Authorities have started questioning the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path on Tuesday, attempting to learn his motive for the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since 9/11. Officials linked the suspect Saifulo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. At least eight people were killed and 11 others injured in the attack. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro talked about those still in the hospital.
Of the 12 remaining, thankfully, three have been released from the hospital. Nine remain in the hospital. Four of those were critically injured but are in stable condition. The others are seriously injured. The injuries ranged from a bilateral amputation to serious head, neck, back, and chest trauma, and trauma to arms and legs.
New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I think it's important that we are all working as one, and in this kind of situation, there is no alternative. This is not a time to have politics. This is not a time to point fingers. This is not a time to find blame. It's a time to come together and work for a common